Differences over outsourcing or offshoring can easily cross party lines. This week, Republican House Speaker Dennis Hastert criticized comments about outsourcing made by President Bush's chief economic advisor, Gregory Mankiw. He wrote in the annual economic report of the president that if goods or services are produced more cheaply abroad, it makes sense to import them rather than produce them domestically. Speaker Hastert responded that, quote, an economy suffers when jobs disappear and outsourcing can be a problem for American workers. Here's an opinion piece on the offshoring issue from day-to-day regular contributor Christopher Caldwell.
Offshoring is turning out to be much more efficient than anyone anticipated. To many Americans, horror. Democrats are making hay, accusing the president of shipping jobs abroad. The president's advisors say that this is just another chapter in the globalization that brought a boom in the 1990s. They assure us that shipping the draft of a software program from India by phone is no different, really, than the time-honored tradition of shipping junky toys from China by boat. And they're absolutely right, in terms of economic theory. But President Bush is running for a political office next fall, not for the chairmanship of your local university's economics department. And politically, there are huge differences between offshoring and earlier kinds of free trade. In the old free trade, America held the trump cards. Our factories and their laborers were a good match because we had the technology and they didn't. Back then, we were the innovators. They were the pawns. Today, foreigners are catching up. Now they're the techies, and we're the couch potatoes. So the worries widen. The industrial workers who lost their factory jobs in the early days of free trade were a small and dwindling minority of the electorate. But offshoring exposes to competition most of the service jobs that Americans were assured were invulnerable. At the level of individual firms, it's true there's no economic difference between shipping goods and shipping services, or between a domestic worker and a foreign one. A national economy, however, is not an individual firm, and a domestic worker is still capable of firing a president who doesn't understand that.
Christopher Caldwell is a senior editor at the Weekly Standard Magazine in Washington, D.C. And more now on the president's economic advisor's comments and the political turmoil stirred by them. In Washington today, the Secretary of Commerce, Don Evans, defended both advisor Gregory Mankiw and his position that moving U.S. jobs overseas could be good for long-term economic growth. Secretary Evans was speaking on the cable channel CNBC. What he praised, he said, referring to Mr. Mankiw, was free trade and open trade. Every president since Herbert Hoover has said that free and open trade, as long as it's fair trade, is good for our economy. It means more competition. It means a higher standard of living. It means higher paying jobs in America. That's Secretary of Commerce Don Evans commenting on the debate over offshoring jobs.